What about where the land might have water standing in it? What would you call that?
A pond.
Okay, and maybe it's not actually as deep as pond, but just a little water around so you can't use it for crops very well.
You'd call it low land.
Okay. Any other words for land that has water in it?
Marshy.
Okay. You don't have much on it.
Not much here. Down below us.
Uh-huh. What about swamp?
Swamp, yeah.
Around here, what'd you call it?
Swamp.
And you're around here?
Around your branches and your creek, you have swampy places.
Okay. What about if it were near the sea, land along the sea?
That's where you find more of your marshland.
Okay. What about very poor soil that's generally called sandy? It doesn't grow things very well. Part sand, part clay.
A lot of them just say Poland.
Poland, okay. What about L-O-A-M, you know?
Loam.
What does that mean to you, or do you all use that word?
We don't use it very much, but I always thought of kind of loamy land as being kind of richer land.
Richer, okay.
Yeah, I may be wrong on that.
What about if it, have you ever heard of buckshot land? Gumbo?
Don't think so.
All right, and if there is the water standing and they sort of make canals to get the water off, what would you say they're doing? There's something the marshes there.
Draining the marshes.
Okay, and what would you call the thing that you had dug to get the water out?
The ditch.
Okay, and a shallow arm of the sea that may extend back in?
A canal.
What about different kinds? You say there's some branches and streams around here. Any other small little running water things? What's the nearest river?
Flint River.
Flint River. And do any of the branches or streams around here have names?
Creeks.
Some creeks.
Yeah. You see now like Muckalee Creek. It's the one you cross right before you get to America.
That's the one they fish in over there.
Yes, and then there's Deer Creek, and there's Kinchifoney Creek.
Mercy.
And I'm just trying to think. Most of it, actually, you think of a branch as a small
too small
stream,
to have a name, really.
And then it goes into a creek.
Okay.
And then the creek we think of as going into the river.
Okay. Okay. What about a deep, narrow valley that a stream has washed out? What would you call that?
A gully.
And you ever use the word ravine around here?
Some, yes. You
is that bigger than a gully?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I would think so. Canyon, you know, the little canyons over here.
Near here, or there's something you call canyon?
Over at Lumpkin, there's little Grand Canyons, is what they call it.
Right, okay. And what about, pretty much everything is pretty level around here. If there's just a little elevation, what do you call that?
Call that a hill.
If there's anything a little larger, maybe more
steep hill. There's nothing here, through here that's large enough to be called a mountain until you get to Pine Mountain.
And what's that thing that you used to open the door with?
Door knob.
And you don't have the
door fastener.
You don't use knob for any of your little hills around here.
Well, yes, I have heard it. When it's a little hill and it's a real slick, a little slick hill, you'll say that's the slickest little knob you've ever seen.
Okay. Okay. And what about a word for...